Blessed are you, O Lord God, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, yours is all that is in the heavens and in the earth, and you are exalted above all. All that we have, both riches and honor, come from you, and it is out of the abundance of your own gifts to us that we offer these our gifts to you. Amen. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Father God, gracious and loving God, we gather our hearts together this morning in prayer. We turn to our King, remembering you and relying on you to help us, to guide us, and to give us strength and love. We look for your comfort and strength in facing these days of overwhelming disruption. Give us the spirit of kindness and help us to be there for our neighbors. Make us your instruments of service and encouragement. In anxiety, sow your peace. In times of fear, sow courage. And in our confusion, sow your wisdom. Precious Father, we pray for all those who are experiencing illness of any kind. We pray for our brothers and sisters in all parts of the world who are struggling for their lives. We ask for your hedge of protection to be with all those who are affected by the coronavirus. Keep them safe and heal them. We pray for family and friends who are separated from those who are infected. Give them comfort and peace in this challenging time. Lord, we pray that your love will shine through the doctors, nurses, surgeons, paramedics, caregivers, and scientists as they seek to care for your people. Bring them wisdom and insight and keep them strong. We lift up those that need to be working every day for the benefit of us all. We pray for our police officers, grocery employees, gas station attendants, and many others that place themselves at risk to help others. Father, we pray for the leaders of our nation and our world. Fill them with your wisdom and courage, that they may lead rightly, driven by compassion for all people. Strengthen our leaders with unified clarity and soften them with humility. Be with President Trump, Vice President Pence, and Governor Cuomo. Despite the different parties they represent, they are all in need of your wisdom and strength as they tend to the safety and care of your people. Lord, in our own lives and in the lives of our church family, we know of many that are in need of your all-healing touch. We pray for Jim and Consetta Snyder as they both have been diagnosed with COVID-19. Bless them and keep them as they rest in your care and bring comfort to their family. We lift up the sick and the elderly and pray that in this time of isolation, they would feel your holy presence. We lift up Marge, Joan, Rita, Gladys, Tom, and Norman. We pray for healthy recoveries for Susan, Alan, Gary, and David Hines. Keep Helen and Pepe safe as they tend to their family in Puerto Rico. We pray for your mercy to be upon Brenda Jordan and her failing health. Strengthen her family and especially her husband James during this difficult time as we thank you for their faithfulness to our Lord and King. Father, we ask that you would be with Pastor Jim as he continues to care for your flock here at Oakwood. Thank you for his faithfulness to the work you have called him to. Bless him and his family with good health and wisdom as he continues to serve you and your people. Heavenly Father, we pray for your churches in all places, that even as we worship in separate places and at different times, we are still together as one family. Help us to be the body of Christ, loving and serving the world and all its people that you have created. Even even now, in all different places, we join together with the voice of Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You may be seated. As you know, during this time, we are suspending with a tradition, a rite, we might say, of extending peace to each other by way of hug or handshake, and conferring upon each other the peace of Christ. Nonetheless, the peace of Christ is upon us, and we now prepare for communion, and our communion service really is the fulfillment of the peace offering that we find in the scriptures. And so we are glad partakers of that peace offering. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. And so we ask that you would bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. We sit here not because we're tired, but because in him we have our rest, and his work is finished for our benefit. Let us After the supper, he took the cup and again gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Again we sit because he has made us kings and priests to rule and to reign. With great joy, let us partake together. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and you have refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love one toward another through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.
May the grace of Christ our Savior and the Father's boundless love with the Holy Spirit's favor rest upon us from above. Thus may we abide in union with each other and the Lord and possess in sweet communion joys which earth cannot afford. Amen.
Oakwood Bible Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.